Your experience, Mikey, at the World Juniors, what was that like a second go around?
It was incredible. We had a little different dynamic of a team, you know, this year versus last year. I think part of that is, you know, me being a second year guy, feeling a little more comfortable coming into it and kind of knowing what to expect. But overall, it was a great group of guys. You know, it was really good hockey and it was just a lot of fun.
You mentioned, we talked before you left and talked about how maybe a little younger group this time. You didn't have a lot of second-year players. Part of that was there were some guys that had moved on to pros like Brady Tkachuk who wasn't made available to play in the tournament this year. How much did you lean on the other second-year guys to help you as a leader on this team?
Oh, I mean, a lot. You know, the other four guys did just as much as I did as a leader on this team. You know, we'd have meetings with Coach Hastings, you know, all the time, you know, just talking about how the team's doing. And, you know, they had just as much input as anyone else in that locker room. So, you know, collectively, you know, being the returning guys, you know, we all took part in leading our team there.
The guy over here to your right, Noah Cates, is making his first appearance in this tournament. You and Dylan, your second. I'll start with Noah. What'd you think of it's? And I didn't see much of the first couple of games because we were down in Arizona. But watching the Finland game and then watching the Czech and the Russian games, how much better he was getting. Did you guys notice that as well? He was gaining confidence virtually every shift he was out there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we all know Noah's a really good 200-foot player. Very reliable defensively, and I think, you know, as he gained more trust from, you know, the whole team and the coaching staff throughout the tournament, it helped his confidence, and, you know, his line was terrific, you know, the whole tournament. And those last couple games, you know, they were very productive down low. They were getting chances every game. You know, we were really happy with the way he was playing out there.
Talking to Bulldog sophomore Mikey Anderson off captaining Team USA to silver at the World Juniors. You and Dylan together, just like it is here, it seems like you guys just kind of build your game off each other. You play so well together. What's it like being able to go to a tournament at that level and have that comfortability factor next to you?
Oh, it's huge. You know, I was talking to Coach Sandlin about it a little bit, and, you know, just the comfortability with Dylan, you know, having played most of last year and then the whole beginning of this year with him, when you know, you're going to play against the top kids from around the world, and when you get to have your D partner, you know, who you're used to, you're comfortable with playing, you know, the whole year with, it makes it really easy to jump into those games. You know, I know where he's going to be, and, you know, you got the whole trust factor already figured out, and you just got to go out there and play.
Dylan certainly made some waves, at least via social media, during the Russia game, and I think you know where I'm going with this. He threw a hit on one of the Russian players who it looked like maybe a late shot on your goalie. I don't care if it was late or not. He decked the kid, and it was one of those that was talked about for a little while. Were you fearful that it was going to be more than a two-minute minor when that happened because of how long it was taking him to discuss it?
No. You know, it can be hit or miss with some of the officials. You know, as everyone knows, it's kind of hit or miss on what you're getting. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was, you know, their guy shot it late, and you know, Dylan's just sticking up for Primo in the net there. And, you know, and then we just talked to the refs right after, and it was a two on Dylan. And then they gave another kid a two for coming in to, you know, retaliate on Dylan. So, you know, we like seeing Dylan step in for that.
So that game and that tournament, you know, Caden Primo was out at Northeastern. He kind of took over as your starting goalie as the tournament went on. How comfortable were you guys with him behind you, the way he was playing and the way you were playing in front of him?
Yeah, I mean, having a guy like him back there, he brings a whole level of comfortability for everyone in the lineup. You know, when we need a save, he'd come up with one. He kind of slows the game down for everyone, which makes us, you know, play more poise in front of him.
As you, obviously disappointed to lose the last game, but how proud are you of what this team accomplished, you know, in becoming the first, now the USA Hockey for the first time meddling in this tournament, which it couldn't buy a medal in for so many years. They've now meddled 4 years in a row. How proud are you of this group being able to accomplish that?
Yeah, we're really proud in what we did there. You know, coming into it, we had a, you know, kind of a slow start trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to be as a team, and I thought we got better every game as it went on. And like I said, you know, the trust factor kept getting built, you know, stronger each and every day, you know, being with the group. And, you know, like you said, not the result we wanted, but at the end of the day, we're really proud to bring home another medal for our country.
Tell me about playing with Jack Hughes. It just seems like one of those guys that sees the game at a different level than ever, and just about everybody else on the ice.
Yeah, he's an incredible player. Being around him, just, you know, watching him, the way he can move on the ice. I mean, he moves like no one I've seen. He's so shifty, dynamic. And like you said, him and his brother Quinio, they see the rink different than everyone else. They remind me a lot of Scotty in the fact that they're making plays that most people won't see. But they're both, you know, Jack's a great guy. He's a great teammate to have in the locker room, and we are happy to have him on our team.
As you come back here, this is 7 games in 11 days. It's not something that you guys are used to playing, certainly not at that intensity, that level in this kind of a tournament. So when you come off of that, how important is rest, and not just mentally but physically, when you come back here?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, along with the rest, it's about putting the right things in your body, making sure you're drinking plenty of water and fluids and getting the right foods in your body. And then, you know, when you come out for practice, you know, it's these couple days here, it's about, you know, going hard when you're on there, but, you know, not wearing yourself down. So once it's done, you know, trying to shut her down as quick as you can just to, like you said, you know, rest and try and get back to 100%.
Is this something where you can take what you did last year and kind of build off of that, because you guys handled it as well as you did when you came back last year off that bronze medal in Buffalo?
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, having gone through it once, it's nice to come back and you kind of know, you know, what it's going to be like, what to expect. You know, it's really nice to have that experience, and, you know, we can share that with Noah now too, to, you know, if he's struggling at all. But, you know, we're all just very excited, you know, to be back and join the team again.
A couple more here for Bulldog sophomore Mikey Anderson. St. Cloud State here this weekend. Obviously, two top teams nationally, two top teams in this league. How excited are you for this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun matchup. I mean, they're a really good team, as everyone knows, and we're a really good team as well. So, you know, it should be a good battle. It's going to be fun, you know, to play against Lars for the first time. So, yeah, I know the boys are looking forward to it.
You've practiced with him. You've practiced, you know, probably a little bit against him, trying to defend him in USA practices. You played against him last year. What's it like working with and against Ryan Poehling?
Yeah, I mean, on the ice, you know, playing against him or playing with him, he's such a smart player. Really good defensively, but then offensively, when he has the puck, you know, he does a really good job controlling it, not giving it away. You know, he's a guy that's tough to defend. But you know, like I was saying earlier, I mean, he's a great guy. You know, getting to know him better off the ice, spending a lot of time with him. He's a great guy to have in the locker room. I mean, he was a real leader out there for us. The way he played and off the ice, you know, he knows when to, you know, kind of loosen up the mood in the locker room, you know, when to kind of tighten the ship up a little bit. So, I mean, it was fun getting to spend a couple weeks with him.
One more. You mentioned Brett Larson making his return here this weekend, and it's going to be weird, I'm sure, for him, having grown up here, having gone to school here, started his coaching career here. For you guys as players, having gotten to know him as well as you did, both through the recruiting process and playing for him for you last year, how weird is it going to be for you guys?
Yeah, I think it'll be a little different right away. I mean, looking across and seeing him on the bench versus, you know, looking right behind you. So, you know, it'll be a little adjustment right away. You know, maybe we can try and make a joke or two about it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's another hockey game, and we just got to treat it like that.